Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunjabe Hare. Jaya Kunjabe Hare. Jaya Gopi Jana Balava, Jaya Giribanadari, Jaya Giribanadari. Giribanadari. Jaya Jasoda Nandana, Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana, Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chare, Jaya Kunjabe Hare. Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chare, Jaya Kunjabe Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haribo, 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 Nitai Goda Haribo. Nitai Goda Haribo, 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 Nitai Goda Haribo. Gaura Premanandi Haribo. Jaya Nityananda Vishnu Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paravikachara Sheshimana Bhachar Naravinda Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Guru Parampara Ki. Jaya Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Namachara Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prems Kaho Shri Krishna Taitanya Bhuma Nityananda Shri Devi Giradasa Vasari Go Bhaktivinoda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Govana Sham Kandi Radha Kandi Gita Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham ki, Jamuna Maya ki, Bhakadeva ki, Vrindeva ki, Tosamarani ki, Anadigodi Vaishnavindi ki, Gantaraj Shima Bhagavatam ki, Harinam Samkatana ki, Gauda Premanandi Haribo. All glory to the devotees, all glory to the devotees, all glory to the devotees, all glory Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Haribo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Third canto, 21st verse, 20 verse chapter, verse number 8. Tavat prasano Bhagavan. Tavat prasano Bhagavan. Tavat prasano Bhagavan. Pushkaraksha krite yuge. Pushkaraksha krite yuge. Darshayama satam shataha. Darshayama satam shataha. Darshayama satam shataha. Shabdam Brahma Dadad Vapuhu. Shabdam Brahma Dadad Vapuhu. Shabda Brahma Dadad Vapuhu. Devotees. Tavat, then, prasanna, being pleased. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pushkaraksha, lotus eyed. Kate yuge, in the Sayuga. Darshayamasha, show. Tam to that Kardama Muni. Shataha Ovidura. Shabdam, which is to be understood only through the Vedas. Brahma, the absolute truth. Dadat, exhibiting. Vapahu, his transcendental body. Please repeat after me. Then in the Satyuga, the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, being pleased, showed himself to that Kardama Muni and displayed his transcendental form, which can be understood only through the Vedas. Then in the Satyuga, the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, being pleased, showed himself to that Kardama Muni and displayed his transcendental form, which can be understood only through the Vedas. So in the word for word here, there's very nice, it's always nice to go through the word for word because sometimes there's little hidden things in there, or just extra things to share. So there we see the all-famous word Bhagavan. In the Bhagavad Gita, it stated, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. So why didn't Vyasadeva just say Krishna Uvacha? Because Bhagavan means one who has all the different opulences in full, and no one can compare to him. Beauty, wealth, knowledge, renunciation, and fame and strength. So the thing is that's why it says Bhagavan Uvacha. Now, also Bhagavan is also in relationship to Kamavan. Kamavan is also Krishna. He's the topmost Cupid. All the different Cupids emanate from him. So the thing is that you have it where Nara and Narayan, they were deep in meditation, and Indra became envious. He became actually a little worried. He said, these are very powerful personalities. So he wanted to go send his Devi Dasis to go tempt Nara and Narayan Rishi. Of course, Nara and Narayan Rishi, that's Arjun and Narayan, so you can't overcome them in any form or any way. So, therefore, then they began to manifest. Nara and Narayan began to manifest all of these unbelievably beautiful women that were so unbelievably beautiful that the women that came in the heavenly planets were taken aback. They were like, oh my God, these women are more beautiful than we are. And they're emanating them. Nara and Narayan is actually emanating them. So how can we overcome him? So therefore is that they had to surrender. Also, Prabhupada mentions that Krishna, sometimes people criticize and they say, well, Krishna, he's just a lusty man, and he just likes to go after so many different women. But Prabhupada said, actually, he's the supreme most lusty person. There's no one more lustier than Krishna. Because Krishna is the source of all enjoyment in the material world. And the topmost thing is also this whole thing about wanting to enjoy. So, also, the spiritual master has given us a link to this Kamadev and this Kamavan. And that is the seventh line of Gayatri, the Kama Gayatri. And by this Kama Gayatri, one will actually, because these mantras are eternal. Not just the Hare Krishna mantra, but also the Kama Gayatri is also there. There's a whole commentary written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur about the Kama Gayatri. And even Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the greatest acharya, even he was wondering, what is this 24th or 25th half moon? Where is it going to go? He said, I've looked everywhere. Then finally, Radharani appeared in his dream and told him, it's in this esoteric literature over here. Look there and you'll find the answer. So when he looked there, he got the answer. Then he was very satisfied. But in that way, sometime get a chance, read the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on the Kama Gayatri, and you'll be very enlightened by it. And not only refers to Krishna, it also refers to Srimati Radharani. So it's also addressing her and Krishna. So it's for both, not just one. Now also, we have the mentioned here, the Pushkaraksha, lotus-eyed. So this lotus-eyed, why? Because Krishna has, and all these wonderful gopis and the different cowherd boys, they all have lotus eyes, big lotus eyes. And they're very beautiful. And also Krishna is also known as one who has these wonderful, beautiful lotus eyes. And so in that way is that Krishna with these lotus eyes is very much beautified. Why lotus eyes? Because there's actually great beauty in them. Our ordinary eyes, we have round eyes, we might have slanted eyes. But with lotus eyes, everything becomes very beautiful, very beautiful. So, Om Apavitra Pavitro Va Sarvavastam Garobi Va Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Sabhaya Bhantaraha Suchi Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. So this is brought up anytime a yagya is performed, that this automatically, these words, his own pavitra, pundarikaksha, the lotus eyes. So it's just like, because here it's also mentioned pushkaraksha. So we have our pushkar das. So is that he's one who has lotus eyes, servant of one who has lotus eyes. And also here it's mentioned krite yuge. That's another name for satyuga. Krite yadhayatam vishnam, tetayam yajato makai, dwarpaye parichayayam kalotat dhadi kirtanat. That the same results that were achieved in satyuga by meditating, and treta yuga by performing sacrifice, and in dwarpa yuga by worshiping the lotus feet of the Lord in the temple, are attained in kali yuga by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Kalota Dhadi Kirtanat. So this Hari Nam manifests the highest Dham in the spiritual world, Kalota Dhadi Kirtanat. Then also, it's mentioned here, Shabdam, Shabda Brahma, which is to be understood only through the Vedas. So, of course, in Gita, it's mentioned 1550. Vidaischai sever aham eva vedyo, Vedantakrit Vedavid evacham. I'm the compiler of Vedanta and I'm the knower of the Vedas. By all the Vedas, I'm to be known. So, Krishna's saying there is that, you know, all the Vedas are meant to understand him. Of course, most people don't know that. They go on lifetime after lifetime just doing so much karma kanda or jnana kanda, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur said are like two thieves or two dacoits. This karma khanda and jnana khanda are always beating you up instead of coming to bhakti. So, and also we have here is that vapu, the words vapu is mentioned, the transcendental body. So of course we always say Ishvara, like every day we're saying Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Sachidananda Vigraha, a spiritual body of knowledge, bliss, and renunciation. So in this way is that we also have that spiritual body. There's different opinions, whether we have to attain it or whether we already have it. Both have been mentioned by the acharyas, so there's no reason to argue about it. And but they guaranteed you'll have one. I was just in class, we were discussing, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was saying, he said, Krishna, it's up to him as an individual whether he wants to show himself to you. You might have to do an austerity for your whole lifetime, and at the very end he shows. Sometimes he shows at the very beginning, like with Dhruva Maharaj. And then he said, you'll never see me again in this lifetime. So in that way, that increases the desire of the devotee. So either one, it's up to Krishna how he wants to reciprocate with you. So we can't try to say, oh, Krishna, I've been doing so many austerities. Please show yourself to me. But at the same time, it's natural for the devotee wanting to see Krishna. So in that way, it's understood, but it's up to Krishna as he's the supreme individual. And also the Shabda Brahma, of course, is also Om. Krishna is Om. Om Pranava Vedeshu. In the Vedas, Krishna says, I am that Om. So that Om Tat Sat completes everything. It makes everything perfect. And that, why does it make it perfect? Because that's Krishna. And also what's mentioned here now, I'll read the purport through and then come back and comment on it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here two points are very significant. The first is that Kardama Muni attained success by yoga practice in the beginning of Satyuga, when people used to live for 100,000 years. Kardama Muni attained success, and the Lord, being pleased with him, showed him his form, which is not imaginary. Sometimes the impersonalists recommend that one can arbitrarily concentrate one's mind on some form he imagines or which pleases him. But here it is very clearly said that the form which the Lord showed to Kardama Muni by his divine grace is described in the Vedic literature. Shabda Brahma, the forms of the Lord are clearly indicated in the Vedic literature. Kardama Muni did not discover any imaginary form of the Lord as alleged by rascals. He actually saw the eternal, blissful, and transcendental form of the Lord. So here it's mentioned how Kardama Muni, he actually, because it's a Sat Yuga, he's doing the yoga system, Hatha Yoga. And in that way, all the different sitting positions and meditating for 10,000 years. So it's mentioned in Bhagavatam. Dhyanavashtita manasa, Dhyanavashtita madgatena manasa pashantiyam yogina, whom the perfected yogis see within their minds upon attaining samadhi and absorbing themselves within him. So they will eventually see within the heart, like Prabhupada described. He said, for devotees, they won't see a four-armed Vishnu in the heart. They'll see the two-armed Shyamasundara form in the heart, because that's who we worship. That's who we're attracted to. And also, it's mentioned, Vedanti tat tatavidas tatadyajganam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavani tishabhyate. Is that the yogis, like just in that previous, Janavashtita madgatena manasapashantiyam yogina, in there it's saying, whom the perfected yogis, that they see in their mind. This isn't a speculation. The same way with the tattva, tattvavitas, tattidyajgana madvayam, they've seen the truth. They know the absolute truth, and they know the Lord is in three aspects, not just as Brahman, but also as Paramatma and also as Bhagavan. So those three forms. So see, the devotees are actually very broad-minded. They accept three forms, manifestations of the Lord, and the impersonalists are very skimpy. They only accept one aspect, and that's the Brahman aspect. So also it's mentioned here about Sat Yuga, that saying Kardama Muni performed this yoga system in Sat Yuga. So the thing is that all these different yugas, they're cyclical. This is the beautiful thing about the whole Vedic paradigm, is that everything is cyclical. In other words, it has a beginning, has an end, destruction, then it starts over again. And then destruction, then it starts over again, goes to complete, then destruction, then starts over again. It's not linear, just going straight and just keep going straight and just keep going. No, no, it's cyclical. So this is the very wonderful aspect of the Vedic knowledge. Now also, there's another nice verse. Nasadiyati mam yogo nasankam dharma udava nasvadidas tapas tyago yato bhaktir mamorjitaha. Krishna said, this is from 11:14:20. And Krishna says, my dear Udava, the unalloyed devotional service rendered to me by my devotee brings me under their control. I cannot be thus controlled by those who engage in mystic yoga, Sankhya philosophy, pious work, Vedic study, austerity, or renunciation. So only bhakti brings Krishna under control. So even though Kardama Muni was doing what was recommended for Sat Yuga, the thing is, even back then, they were chanting Hare Krishna. There's verses that refer to chanting of Hare Krishna before the time of Lord Chaitanya. And so the thing is that some devotees sometimes think that, well, the Hare Krishna mantra only manifested when Lord Chaitanya came. No. Is that it's also mentioned in Bhagavatam. Krishna Varnam Tasha Krishnam Sangapanga Saparshadam Yage Samkirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Samedaha. It says, in the Kali age, intelligent persons worship the incarnation of God is always chanting the name of Krishna. You see, although he is not black, as he is Krishna himself, he appears with his associates, weapons, servants, and in that way he is manifesting himself. So this Hare Krishna mantra, even 5,000 years ago, was there because Bhagavatam is from 5,000 years ago, and it's telling what was going to happen in the future of Kali Yuga. Then it goes on here also, and it says in the purport, sometimes the impersonalists recommend that one can arbitrarily concentrate one's mind on some form he imagines or which pleases him. Now, the reason why Prabhupada was always driving home the whole aspect of the impersonalist philosophy and how it has to be defeated, that's even in his pranam mantra. The last part of his pranam mantra. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani. Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastatya Desha Tarane. just defeating the impersonalist. Because outside of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, or outside of the philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnav, then also the Ramanujis and the Madhvas, outside of them, everyone else has some sort of impersonal argument that all the impersonalists follow. So we'll go over some of those. I have them all, but I'll just quote some of them now, because sometimes it's just like, they say like that? Yeah, they say like that. So here. First, I'll read what Lord Chaitanya says. This is mentioned. This is what Lord Chaitanya told Prakashananda Saraswati. He says, Krishna name ye ananda sindhu ashvadana brahma anandatara age nkatodaka sama. Compared to the ocean of transcendental bliss, which is tasted by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the pleasure derived from the impersonal Brahman realization is like the shallow water in a canal. So there, right there, Lord Chaitanya is saying is that, you know, why am I I'm manifesting Brahman, the Brahman effulgence, but that's nothing compared to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And it's also in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.38. It says, if Brahmanda, the transcendental bliss derived from understanding impersonal Brahman, were multiplied a million times, such a quantity of Brahmananda could not compare with even an atomic portion of the pleasure relished in pure devotional service. So there also is that, we see. And also, what is this Brahman realization? It's actually spiritual suicide. Spiritual suicide is when an impersonalist wants everything senseless, sightless, tasteless, soundless, odorless, mindless, and formless. So it's all neti, 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 all the opposite of everything that we're saying as Gaudiya Vaishnavs. Then also, imaginary. So that's the thing is that these Mayavadis have it where they want to, just like they say, do your thing or be here now, because they think they can't help their situation or help being here and after this life. There's just void, and you won't have to suffer for your activity, so enjoy now. They say that doing whatever you're presently doing in this incarnation of God is what you're supposed to be doing, or what you are now doing will lead you back to God. So this is how they twist the philosophy around. And in that way, it makes it impossible for anyone to actually make great spiritual advancement in Kali Yuga. So also Mayavadis say that if a living entity is pleased, then the Lord is also pleased. And if the living entity is displeased, then the Lord is also displeased. They say that there is no difference between the Lord and the living entity. But Kaviraj Goswami says, Prabhu Gune Britya Vikala Prabhu Britya Gune. The Lord, quote, the Lord and the living entity are not equal, for the Lord is always the master and the Jiva is always the servant. Transformation takes place due to the transcendental qualities, and it is said that the servant of the Lord is the heart of the Lord, and that the Lord is the heart of the servant as well. So then also, going on here, okay, a few more. 74, 75, spiritual suicide, yeah, that one we covered also. So, the Lord wants one to actually engage in His service. That's the whole reason why He provides the books, the shastras. That's why the devotees come. That's why the Lord incarnates. It's because He wants us to engage our mind in the service of the Lord. Manmana bhava madbhakto madjiji mam namaskaru mam invaisa yuktaivam atmanamat parayanaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Offer obeisances in worshiping me. Being fully absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. So the Lord guarantees that. And also, the mind is thinking, feeling, and willing. So if an impersonalist says he realizes God in his heart, That is what his mind is thinking, which is faulty. His mind is materially contaminated, so his thoughts are subtle objects of the senses. Mental speculation is sense gratification for the mind. The impure mind is centered around satisfying the body. The material mind is concocting to satisfy the tongue and the genital. Mental speculation is concocting to satisfy the tongue and the genital. So in this way, the Mayavadi is that they just go around in circles like this, constantly going around in circles, because they're not actually able to surrender to the Lord. That's very difficult for them. Now, if they actually were pious or had some piety, then automatically they could actually become devotees. But the problem is that they don't want to surrender. And then also, a bogey yogi tries to act independently and tries to teach the masses to act independently, but they can't. A real master is always willing to accept a teacher. You know, you can't say you're a master. Just like you go to college to learn anything, you have to accept a professor. Who is a teacher? Who is a master? You know, they have their PhD, masters, everything. So they're totally qualified to teach. So in the same way, if you want to enter spiritual life, you have to accept a teacher or a guru. You see, you just can't do it on your own. You can't just read books. But if no one has complete knowledge about God, the living entities, material nature, and the spiritual world, then he shouldn't claim to be a teacher. So that's the whole point, is that if you don't have perfect knowledge, and this is what's going on, because you see what the universities are producing, they're producing more or less asses, you see, because the leaders automatically are trying to prevent the general mass of people from getting free energy, from getting abundance, from being able to have your own food to stop poverty. They can't do this, but this is what they're producing in the universities. Those people who eventually become leaders, just like the last leaders that were already in there. So, find another one here. An atheist friend, well, it's the same as the impersonalist, argued that God is no better than an expert watchmaker. But Prabhupada says, God is a greater mechanic than the watchmaker in the sense that he creates one machine in duplicate male and female forms. The male and female forms of different grades of machinery go on producing innumerable quantities of similar machines without further attention of God. Now, if a man could manufacture such a set of duplicate machines to produce further machines without the attention of the original manufacturer, then a man could surpass the intelligence of God. But he can't do that. But each and every one of the imperfect machines had to be handled individually by the mechanic, and therefore no one could be as intelligent or equally intelligent as God. So, these idea of wanting that, oh yes, automatically you can become God, just gets thrown to the wind. Okay, also, 168. Here, Mayavadis say, one who knows the truth doesn't speak, and one who speaks doesn't know. But Prabhupada says a fool is a wise man until he opens his mouth. Or one who knows the truth doesn't speak, that's nonsense. So then also, here. Shankaracharya says, Jagat is mithya, the universe is false. So their sannyasis keep the title Jagat Guru, Shankaracharya. But this is real false guru. In other words, Jagat Mithya, so it's Jagat Guru. The world is false, so he's a false guru. But then they say, no, Jagat Universe is my guru. But we as devotees know what they mean. They mean that they're Jagat Guru, guru of the whole world. But this is bogus because they say the world is false. So then also, I want to share here the It was talking here on the last part of the purport here. It was talking about, okay, there, it's a Shabda Brahman. The forms of the Lord are clearly indicated in the Vedic literature. Of course, is that that's also mentioned in Bhagavatam, and that's Ete Chamsa Kala Pumsa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam Indraye Vyakala Lokam Miryante Yuge Yuge. So there's a whole list in the beginning of Bhagavatam of all the different incarnations. And there it says, all the above incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of plenary portions of the Supreme Lord. But Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. And these different incarnations appear on planets whenever there's a disturbance created by the atheists. The Lord incarnates to protect the theists. So, in that way, the Lord, and also, not only protecting the theists, but also, this gives some of the different descriptions of some of the different incarnations. And that's mentioned here. Seven types of empowerments. And also different types of empowerments or Shakti. So these are for the different incarnations. Invested by Lord Krishna are one, Seshnag. In the Vaikuntha world, he is empowered for the personal service of the Supreme Lord, Swasevana Shakti. Two, Anantadev, empowered to bear all the planets within the universe, Buddharana Shakti. Three, Lord Brahma, empowered with the energy to create cosmic manifestation, Srishta Shakti. Four, Chatushana, or the Kumaras, specifically empowered to distribute transcendental knowledge, Jnana Shakti. Five, Narada Muni, was empowered to distribute devotional service, Bhakti Shakti. And number six, Maharaj Prithu, especially empowered to rule and maintain living entities, Palana Shakti. And seven, Parashuram, specifically empowered to cut down rogues and demons, Dushta Damana Shakti. So in this way, the Lord manifests his Shakti in different individual entities to empower them to carry out the maintenance of the universe and also the spiritual world. Also in the Vedas, because we were talking earlier also about Brahman, it says, in the Vedas, Brahman is also described with qualities and attributes. The Saguna Brahman, the worshipable god of the theists. This is regarded by the followers of Advaita philosophy as Apara Brahman, the lower Brahman. So the impersonalists, they say there's higher Brahman and lower Brahman. So when the qualities are mentioned, that's lower Brahman. That's real nonsense. This theory has no support in the scriptures and is duly defeated by the theistic line, you see. So the thing is that that's mentioned by Purushottara Swami in his commentary in the Bhagavad Gita. So in this way, also there's one other quote here from page one in relationship to the impersonalists again. And some impersonalists say, I'm not this body, but that's not enough. That's like saying, well, I'm not Johnny. Well, who are you? If you understand you aren't this body, then there's no question of enjoyment. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, if an impersonalist is not an offender, he can become a devotee if he gets a chance to associate with other devotees. If he is an offender, then he can't be converted even by the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To become one in interest. So this is why Advaitacharya, he actually came, we saw just on the pictures this morning, they had all the pictures up on the screen, and Advaitacharya was praying for the Lord to come because he said, I've tried preaching. He, Advaitacharya, incarnation of the Lord, and also a Brahmana, he was preaching, but people wouldn't take to it. So he said, Lord, I need you to come. I need you to help deliver these people because if you don't come, they have to be destroyed because they're just so sinful. What to speak of now? So Lord Advaitacharya actually meditating, he actually called on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come and deliver all the fallen conditioned souls. So in that way, we're very grateful to all the acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, and as well, all the acharyas themselves. I'll read the verse here one more time. It says, translation, then in the Satyuga, the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, being pleased, showed himself to that Kardama Muni and displayed his transcendental form, which can be understood only through the Vedas. Now also, we've been given, this is the Personality of Godhead. Many devotees, they've had dreams where they don't see Krishna, but they see the deity form. And the deity form speaks to them through that deity form. Even in ISKCON, this is not something that happened. We read so many stories. My god brother, he has one called Miracles of Deities. I'm trying to remember. Stephen Knapp. I forget his devotee name. Stephen Knapp. K-N-A-P-P, huh? There you go. So in there, he talks about all the different times that devotees had darshan of the deities and all these wonderful pastimes that happened. So these deities here, Prabhupada said, one day they will talk to you. Yeah, actually, to become a pujari, Prabhupada said the most dangerous situation is to be either the servant of the spiritual master or to be the pujari. Why? Because you're right with Krishna. You're right there. And the thing is, if you do something wrong, he lets you know real quick. So are there any questions?
Thank you, Prabhu, for this wonderful class.
Jai Prabhupada.
So this swayam, this Kardama Muni, he was able to see the Lord in quite a short time. I mean, like, he meditated for 10,000 years. In that Satyuga, they lived for 100,000 years, you know. And that was the fourth Satyuga in this day of Brahma, because Swayam Bhuva Manu is the first Manu, and then creation is taking place now. So they're urging Kardama to help in creation, really. So this is like 2 billion years ago this pastime took place, you see. It's good to know these touch-up. And so Kardama was able to see the Lord in a very short time, whereas yogis have to meditate like 50,000-60,000 years, like Valmiki and so, you see. So that was very interesting. And like the other highlight was
Vishvakarma.
Yeah.
I mean, not Vishvakarma, Vishishta, not Vishishta, we just mentioned it
yesterday. Valmiki.
No, the Kshatriya wanted to become the Brahmana.
Oh, Vishvamitra?
Vishvamitra,
yeah.
He also had meditated.
Meditated for hundreds of thousands of years, yeah. So, this is interesting. And then in the purport too, it was highlighting, you know, the beauty of the Lord, you know. Beautiful lotus eyes, lovely nose, moon-like face, lovely curly hair. So the Lord appeared in four-handed. Was that Krishna in his four-hand form, or was it a Vishnu form? Are you aware of that?
Which one?
When the Lord appeared to Kardama, right? He appeared in four-handed form. He had a conch disc and so forth.
In Satyuga, it would be four-handed form.
Yeah. So was that Krishna in his four-handed form, or was it Vishnu in his four-handed form?
Vishnu. I think Vishnu in the four-handed form. Yeah, I mean, of course, not different. You know, it's kind of like one or the other, you know, it's the same. Yeah. I mean, look what he did to the gopis. He manifested the four-armed form to the gopis in front of them, but he couldn't hold it because the gopis, you know, had so much love for him. It's considered to be honey, a honey type of devotion. And the thing of Madhu, I forget the Sanskrit, but Madhu. And in that way, Krishna couldn't keep that form, but he's the same person. Otherwise, well, why did he show the forearm form? I mean, you know, it's just like, hey, that's not him. You know, no, it's him.
We weren't discussing Vrindavan pastimes.
All right.
So what's the point?
Yeah.
This concept of higher Brahman and lower Brahman is there in their philosophy. And I remember many years back I studied about it. In our Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter, 2nd verse, it also says, I am Brahman. If you go 14.3, Mahajani Mahat Brahma, that word is there, that this material world is also Brahman. Then Arjuna's 10th chapter, the Parabrahma, Paramdhama, you are Supreme Brahman. But the same word, Brahman, same word. So they say, the Madhusudan Saraswati, Prabhupada is very kind. He says Shankaracharya was not that bad, but his follower, Madhusudan, who made it worse, so he says, Aham Brahma, I am Brahman. Tattamasi, who are you? You are Brahman. Yes. What about the whole world? Sarvam Khalvidam Brahman. Everything is Brahman. So what we are doing? Prajnanam Brahman. Become Brahman. Wait. So, but they could not reconcile this. So Eko Brahma Ditya Nasti, there is nothing exists but Brahman exists.
Mm.
So how do you reconcile that? So, Nirvishesh Brahman, when comes in contact with Sattagun, takes the form called God. That is God Brahman. But Nirvishesh Brahman is origin, supreme, pure. This became little lower. And then Nirvishesh Brahman comes in contact with Rajagun, became the individual soul.
Oh.
And they have a four misconception. Sapna, Brahm, like seeing one moon into million pots of water, but actually there is no moon. There is no such thing as you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no moon in the pot. So actually we don't exist in that conception. Then the third one, that Nirvishesh Brahman comes in contact with Tamagun, became this material nature. So they have their own theory. So they call this is lower Brahman. The Nirvishesh is higher Brahman. That's a very nice twisting. And people fall for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why the Advaita Vedant was originally was only discussed among sannyasis, not among grihasthas.
Correct.
Because otherwise, you know, everything's Brahman, you know, my wife's Brahman, you know, I'm Brahman, you know.
Yeah.
It just turns into enjoyment. So first you have to renounce the world, then you can discuss.
In synonyms, today you read Brahman is actually supreme.
Mm-hmm.
So how do people literally can capture. Prabhupada writes, you just read today,
mm-hmm.
that Brahman is supreme. So, aham brahmasmi, so I am supreme. People can literally twist it. Not twist it, they can take it as it is without understanding the full concept. So misunderstanding can be always there. Without guru, it is difficult. But our highest conception, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa brajastinam, jat mitrani paramananda purna brahma sanatana. The supreme highest form of Brahman is that boy who is playing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And if somebody don't focus on him, all other Brahman idea will not be ever concluded. They have to focus on that purna brahma. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Wonderful, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Prant Govind Prabhu, what did you say when the sattva gun comes in contact with Brahman, it becomes what? I know when the passion is the individual, the ignorance
sattva
is the...
Yeah. Becomes the Ishvara of Brahman, Pantula. We say God is Pantula, that they call this as the lower Brahman. If Nirvishesh Brahman comes in contact with sattva gun,
yeah. Oh, the three.
Trinity.
Oh, okay.
You know that whole idea?
The Trinity.
You know where it's come from? G-O-D. Generator, operator, destroyer. It's not a Christian idea. It was there before, from our Vedas.
Where'd you get this G-O-D?
I'll give you.
Where is that?
Generator, operator, destroyer.
In the Shastra? Or
yeah.
There was just...
Wow.
So they're saying, the person was saying,
Oh, wait, get the mic. Stitadi.
So the some of these impersonal Mayavadi schools, they're the offenders. Personalists are just like, whoa, you know. But because they want to be God.
What? They are offended because they don't accept the origin is the form.
Well, I think we're saying the same thing. But my question is, you know, we're on the same page, just from different angles on that point. But it sounds like what you're saying is these impersonalists. One of the arguments is that personality then comes from sattva-gun, because the higher Brahman is the mist.
Yes.
And then with sattva-gun, one gets personality. So personality is a product of material energy. Body-da-di-da.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that would be good if someone actually, I mean, eventually I'm going to do it. Take all the different Mayavad arguments, you know, their statements. Is that available?
I have to put it together. 700 AD is the first Vaishnava Acharya came, Vishnu Swami.
Right.
86 years later, 786 AD, Shankaracharya came. And that's where the whole problem started. But he had a purpose. Where is that? In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Mahaprabhu quoted this verse to Sarvam Bhattacharya. Mayavadam asat sastram prachannam buddha uchate mayeva vihita devi kalo brahmana murtina. Shankaracharya himself revealed who he was. And it's a whole story. And Mahaprabhu had a wonderful dialogue with the guru of Mayavad, Sarvam Bhattacharya.
Mm-hmm.
And those sections are, if you take it and then you add Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, Prabhupada's commentary, I think, this is just my, I could be wrong, I think 30% of Srila Prabhupada's lecture, mostly audio, is smashing those.
Oh, yeah.
This is my way of looking at it. He literally, like, he's the best Acharya in our parampara, that literally removing those dirt, ignorance. So I'm eternally indebted to Prabhupada for that. Thank you.
I've observed, there's people that I know, and I don't quite understand them clearly. I'll explain what it is, and I just wonder if you'd have any comment or insight if you know such people. These are people that don't fit categorically into being adverse to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're not raving, raging, impersonalists or Mayavadis. They actually love chanting Hare Krishna. They read literatures or translations that clearly say Lord Krishna, speaking like Krishna's God. And at the same time, they talk about, you know, the ultimate is merging, you know, going beyond form, letting it all go. My training is as a Gaudiya Vaishnav, and so it doesn't really register to me like that. I see things very differently. But I'm just kind of puzzled how they seem to be holding two things that are so contrary for me. I just wonder if you know people like that or...
Oh, yes. I mean,
like
the whole thing is it's all about association. Because if you're not associating or anyone is not associating with Gaudiya Vaishnavs, not just ISKCON, but I'm just saying in the whole world, Gaudiya Vaishnavs, then the thing is that you're going to just be running into impersonalists who are like that. And it's just like some of the ones that do the, like when devotees go and go to these big festivals, and I won't mention the name of one of their kirtaniyas, but he said, we like your food, we like your kirtan, but we don't like your philosophy. Because the thing is, that's where it's all confronted. It comes right down to that, you know. And plus, also, some of these people too, they don't want to serve. The whole point is, accepting God, is what's my position, and that is that. Well, what am I? You know, das under das. I'm a servant of the servant of the servant. That's our mood. But these other persons, and you ask them, are you a servant? They might say, oh, yes, I'm a servant. Are you a servant to God? You know, they might say little, but they don't, you'll judge by their actions. What do they actually do with their life? And so, yeah, you find that because kirtan is since God evocation. They have Kali kirtan, they have Durga kirtan, they have Shiva kirtan. They have all these different kirtans. It's become very popular now. Because the thing is, you know, hey, there's a lot more going on there than just, you know, boy meets girl in the kirtan, you know. There's all kinds of crazy things going on. Instead of focusing on the personality of Godhead, you know. And you've seen all these things manifest. So, yeah, it's extremely important that who you associate with. Because Aranya Kashyapu said the mind is just like a touchstone. That whatever it comes in contact with, that quality it takes on, you know. And Not touchstone, but it's either lapis. It's a certain stone that in South India they still have some on some of these deities. Huge, you know, Vaidurya money, and it takes on the color of whatever color it comes near. So it's the same way: is that if you associate with other people that aren't devotees, then automatically you're going to get all this Gana Mishra Bhakti. Mishra means mixed. Gana Mishra Bhakti, Karma Mishra Bhakti, Yoga Mishra Bhakti. All these mixed types of association. And it's by Prabhupada called a khichdi, hodgepodge. It's all mixed up. So I know, I mean, but many times, devotee Hare Krishnas, they're fanatics, you know. Well, because we're dead serious about worshiping Krishna, you know, God. We're very serious about that. It isn't just knowledge, oh yeah, Krishna's God, you know. It's becoming the servant of God once you have the knowledge. Otherwise, it's just, you know, it's just hot air, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they're very good people, and I just think that there's a deep fear of God personally. They just to get really real about surrendering to a person, yeah. It's just kind of scary.
That's why it takes many, many births. Manushyanam sahasreshu kasajitita siddhaye. Even those who are expert in Brahman, and those who are liberated, still trying to come to Krishna is very difficult. So if they don't take it up this lifetime, then probably next lifetime. But you never know. I mean, they might say Hare Krishna at the time of death, then boop. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Getting ready for the next lifetime, you know. So you wish them well. Some of them are very nice people. I mean, don't get me wrong. But in long-term association, eventually, if you're sincere, it'll be like, okay, Hare Krishna, you know, and just you kind of fade away from that association. It's the nature of becoming a devotee. If you want to become a real devotee, it is a very lonesome path. It's quite lonesome because the thing is to find a devotee of like mentality, if you're really sincere, is hard to find. So, you know, it'll all judge by who you associate with. Association, you know. Mata.
What does causeless unwillingness to serve mean?
Well, it's hard to trace out what is the reason why. It could be Guru Aparad from the previous life. I have one devotee I know, I won't mention his name. He actually, his first guru fell down, his second guru fell down, and the third guru, well, he didn't get along with him. So I for some reason, I just said to him, I think that you offended your guru in the previous life, and that's why you got to come through it in this lifetime. And he said, I think you're right. So causeless means we don't always know what the cause is. But many times people have committed offenses so they can get near Krishna consciousness but they can't join. Or sometimes, because of Kali Yuga, Manda Sumanda Matiyo Manja Bhaga Upaduta. Oh, learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives, they're lazy, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. So that's what you're dealing with. You have to have a really strong desire to become a devotee and to stay being a devotee. You know, you have to really want that. But a lot of times, you know, when you're young, you know, sense grad's great. But then as you get older, you go, I wasted my life, you know. How many times do you have to go through that? So that's why the intelligent person is one who says, no, in this lifetime, I want to become a devotee. I want to stay a devotee. I want to die a devotee. Stitadi.
Well, that's true. But even Guru Aparad, I mean, it's a symptomatic of deeper stuff. And why was somebody acting like that with, you know, others aren't? And it seems, at least as far as a general appreciation in ISKCON of how Prabhupada presented it, these conditioned souls, they willfully turn away. They come in the tier world. They want to have the sense of being separate. And they get committed. You know, there's the first, if you find yourself in a hole, it's getting deeper. The first rule is to stop digging, you know, if you want to get out of it. These people are still convinced, if I keep digging, I'll get there.
Yeah.
You know? So at some point, they get to the point, maybe I should stop digging, and then maybe they'll do a little kirtan and prasada, but they're not totally convinced yet. But it'll come in time.
So, Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada's purport's key. Yeah. Go to Premanandi Adhiradibha.